We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all of the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a 4-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast. And now, the Disney Parks Podcast infotainment segment.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We are talking about the new digital key feature on the My Disney Experience app that Disney is rolling out, first apparently to the Wilderness Lodge Resort. Mm. And we literally just got done watching a video. As we're recording this, the news has hit the wire. This recording is originally from the Disney Patreon group that happens on Monday nights. This news came out Monday a week ago, so we're probably talking a little bit about old news, but... So, keyless entry through your phone.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Is this the gateway drug to keyless entry into the theme parks?
I hope so.
That was my first thought.
I hope so. Here's the one thing. This is what I know as being an Apple person. Apple does not allow like third party to play with Apple Wallet. Okay.
Right.
Like Starbucks, you can get your Starbucks card to show up at your Apple Wallet. But if you were to make something like if Disney were to have like annual passes and ticket media, I don't know if they would be able to get that to show up in your Apple Wallet. Now, I don't know Google's rules for the wallet because I don't have that. Do you use a Google Wallet?
No, I do not.
Hmm.
But they don't need wallet.
You have an Apple phone.
Yeah, I do.
What would you do with the Google Wallet?
What
would you do with the Google Wallet?
Nothing. I have an Apple phone. I would use Apple Pay. But they don't have to. If they do everything proprietarily through the My Disney Experience app, they don't have to. If they can either admit a signal or do something like the tap feature, if they could do that with the doors, why can't they do that with the it's the exact same
They're using
RFID?
Yes. They're using, can't even think that.
RFID?
Yeah, and the tap to pay is like a very near field.
Right.
You know, it's got to be close. It's not like I'm doing it from over here.
Sure.
You know, you got to be like, even when you go to pay at Disney, it's got to be almost on top of the reader.
Right.
And it's got to always be to the left side because that's where they put their reader, too. They didn't put it like some places it's under the screen. Mm-hmm. Theirs is actually to the left and on down on the bottom. Listen, I don't like taking things out. If I can use my Apple Watch to tap to get into the park, that would be the way I'd like to go. You know, if they make that My Disney Experience app for the phone and for the watch, then I just pop.
That would make the most sense.
Yeah. And then I don't have to remember to take my little... Because I have I took the puck out. I would never have to worry about taking it.
Well, I never take the puck anyway. I ordered a Magic Band. I got my new Magic Band the other day because I just re-upped.
Do you use the card?
I use the card. Yeah. It's just easier.
I have that in my wallet as a backup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, but I've got my phone with me all the time. If I could just go bippity boppity boo and click right in, that makes the most sense. So, again, we keep running into the same issue. So, if you're staying on property,
yes,
you can A now. Not yet, but we're thinking near 6 months. At least Wilderness Lodge, it'll be rolled out probably every other month. There'll be another resort or two once they change over.
Right.
So you could do keyless entry now on your door.
Right.
If you're staying here on Disney property, you can do purchases with your Magic Band and everything. So the technology exists in pieces. Magic Band technology to get you in the door now is on your phone.
Yeah.
Magic Band in the door is on your phone. So the next leap would be Magic Band purchases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Magic Band purchases through the phone.
Right.
Magic Band entry into the parks through your phone.
Right.
All of this is for guests staying on property for a week or two.
Yeah.
You know, for Disney guests, like vacationers.
Yeah.
For the locals, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I would like to get rid of cards in my wallet, and that would be my D23 card, my DVC card, and my Tables in Wonderland card.
Yeah,
I would like to be able. Yeah, and my pass. I would like to leave all those at home, and just bring my phone.
Right.
That's downstairs. Just bring my phone or my watch, either one, and that would be it.
You know, and they're making it easy. I mean, you've got passholders have to have Magic Bands.
Yeah.
Or the card, we can't hook. Currently, we can't hook our credit card number to that.
Yeah,
I don't understand why we're
now.
Still
here's
waiting
the interesting thing. So Disneyland is kind of the quasi opposite of us. Okay, as that they still kind of have a lot of paper media.
Right,
but for pass holders, you must, and even for day guests, you have to have your picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could certainly go to facial recognition entry.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the turnstile, boom, looks at your face, gate goes up, thing, you're in.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
I mean, they have your picture. All they have to do is get some good high-intensity cameras installed, and they're done. And even they don't have to have them just at the turnstiles. As you're coming towards the promenade, there could be cameras, you know, up on the light post, reading faces, and it would then know, hey, this person's coming towards the gate. Let's get
this
a better
person's
reading
on property.
Yeah, let's get a better reading.
Yeah,
when it gets to the turnstiles, and then they take the the high def picture.
Right. So, I mean, this is opening up a world of excitement. I mean, I'm not the kind of person that would put, just for me personally, I would give Disney a credit card and say, yeah. Keep a credit card on file. They've already got a credit card on file.
Yeah, they do.
Just use this credit card for purchases if we want to, because I could manage that, and I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Put my Magic Band on there, because I've already got a credit card with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's biometric reading, which I saw a fascinating article. It was an article and a video about how biometrics actually work. Mm-hmm. So they actually don't take your fingerprint.
Right.
Which has always been my thing.
Yeah, you know, so taking the length and width.
Length and width and a couple other key signature proprietary measurements.
From here to your little nub.
Yeah, there's some proprietary measurements that Disney wouldn't release. But
So
that being said, they're getting closer.
I would love to see them get rid of the finger reader thing.
I mean, I would too, but then what's facial recognition?
Picture.
I mean, I get it. I'm a little bit more concerned about that, just from a security standpoint, but I totally get it. I mean, it's coming. People already have your pictures all over the place anyway. Yeah, so
they're taking your picture when you come in anyway.
That's true, which dovetails into what we talked about on Saturday with the parking lot and the license plates.
Oh.
But let's hold off and let's finish this conversation, then we'll go to that one. So we're to that point. How soon do you think they're going to be putting everything in the My Disney Experience app to the point where you don't even need physical media or even a Magic Band?
I don't know. It's got to be soon. It's got to be soon. I really think they're tired of printing stuff. I really do.
Sure.
I mean, Fast Passes are gone. The only people that really don't, or, you know, guests that are staying off property, off property.
Right.
You know, 192 or whatever, they still have to buy some kind of media. And maybe not. You know, maybe when you buy that online, it just shows up in your My Disney Experience, and you can then use that to tap, and then you don't need
the
physical media.
And therein lies, there's a lot of cottage industries here in Orlando that would be a positive effect, mm-hmm. because if you have to buy everything through your My Disney Experience, there's no extra park tickets that they could sell. There's none of this kiosk
crap.
Cuts
down on counterfeiting.
Correct.
You can't counterfeit, but it's not physical.
Right.
You know, because it'll have a digital key. That digital key doesn't match up.
Right.
You know, no entry. No entrez-vous.
Then it also saves them a ton of monkey money on shipping. A ton of monkey.
Yeah.
They're saving a jackload of monkey.
Yeah.
It saves a ton of money on printing.
I went to the After Dark event. Right. They actually FedExed overnight the ticket for both of those events. Why?
Right.
You should have just sent it to my phone, right. My Disney Experience.
Right.
I told them that I was a DVC and an annual pass holder.
Right. Link it to my account.
Hey, what's your My Disney Experience email address? Let me look it up. I'll send them to your account.
Now, here's the thing, and I don't think I'm giving away any secrets, but I will say this. You know, I was a marketing director for a travel agency for a long time and would go on some of these special events, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would always give you passes and they would give you, you know.
Yeah.
They linked all of that to my account.
Right.
You know. They said, okay, you have your account, and we see that you're a pass holder.
Yeah.
So we're going to put this on here, and for these 3 days, you know,
use these fast passes.
You're going to use these fast passes, but just know that those entrances into the park mm-hmm. are going to count towards these 4 entrances that you have listed for this event.
Right.
So the technology exists, and that was years ago.
Yeah.
So the technology is out there. I don't know what they're waiting on.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, they've got the phone. They don't necessarily need Apple or Google or anybody to give them any proprietary information.
So from what I know and what I've heard from various people is not all their systems are integrated in the back office.
Shocking.
You know, like parks don't really talk to resorts and resorts don't talk to parks and parks don't talk to Tables in Wonderland and Tables in Wonderland doesn't talk to parks. So there's a whole, I think, integration in the back end that's got to happen before that magic can happen.
Now, did that restructuring of the company have
I don't think so.
Any effect on that?
No. Because IT probably falls under some other pile of people.
Crazy.
Yeah. We should mention, though, here's a couple things. Bluetooth needs to be enabled on your mobile device. So if you're not a Bluetooth-enabled person, you're going to have to turn it on. You must have the latest version of the My Disney Experience app to use this as well. You must accept the fact that they're going to use this information to their benefit, not to yours. And don't forget to wear your magic band for all other stuff, you know, for your park entry, your fast passes, room charges, and all that other stuff, because that's not going to happen via Bluetooth quite yet. So,
excellent. So let's talk a little bit about, since we're talking about access and charges and things you can and can't do with technology, what's the little piece of news you share with me on Saturday?
Yeah, so I heard that Disney is installing some software that will license plate track guests. So what this will mean, from what I know, is if you go into a resort and let's say you say that you're going for dinner, but you're actually checking in. So you think you're smart and you're going to tell the security guy, hey, I'm just here to do some dining.
Right.
And you park your car, you go check into your... Well, Disney will have captured your license plate. And if they don't catch that somewhere else on property, they'll know that your car hasn't moved and then charge you for how many nights it's been sitting in the parking lot.
Wow.
It shouldn't be. Now, I think there's two keys to this. One is your license plate and your last name will get matched against a reservation.
Right.
Okay. So you have a pretty common name, Donahue. probably lots of Donahue's out there.
It's a few.
There's probably more Donahue's than there are Castleovers.
Yes, definitely.
So I think some people are going to get mischarged.
Right.
When they shouldn't. And that's when you're going to have to go to the front desk and say, well, that wasn't me, or I don't have a car here.
Right.
That's some other Donahue.
Right.
So I think that's going to run into a bugaboo.
Sure, but the odds initially. Of that happening are probably going to be slim, fairly slim.
You don't know.
I know I don't, but I'm just saying a lot of things have to line up for that to happen. Yeah. But, hey, people named Smith, Johnson.
Yeah, Smith, Johnson.
No offense, Doe. Kids. Doe.
You know.
Hey, come on, Jane. We're out of this dump.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. So when we were younger, when I was like 17 or 18, and probably 18, 17? 17 maybe.
Pick an age, man. Yeah. Pick an age.
We drove down to Tennessee to a volunteer jam. And we got to the Hyatt, and the reservation was in my friend's name, and his name is Jeff Smith.
So I can see this coming.
So we go to the front desk and we're checking in. What's your name? Jeff Smith. And the guy's like, no, really, come on kids.
Wow.
You know, what's your name? So my friend actually had to pull out his wallet and show him his driver's license that his name was actually Jeff Smith, so that we could check into the damn hotel, because the guy wouldn't believe us.
Wow.
So I could see you know, people having problem with that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they're going to put additional cameras on property, you know, outside of the resort areas. Because they'll probably have to put something to know that you exited. You know, right now they have them, they capture you going
in. Coming in.
They're probably going to have to put something to capture you leaving. I don't think any of the resorts have one on the way out.
Looking
the other day, and I didn't see any.
The only camera that I can remember is like when I'm at the Polynesian. There's the camera on the guard thing.
Yeah,
especially if you want to get out.
Yeah, yeah, but not
or like the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. They may have to put something so that they know that you've then left.
Right.
If Elvis has left the building.
Well, they're gonna have to install that technology if they want to start using it. It's interesting. It's interesting times when we live, you know. Sad in a way, because it's completely changing how Disney parks are, the experience for locals, experience for guests. Mm-hmm. It's just a different feel nowadays. It's less touchy feely than it used to be.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, somebody I was listening to a tech podcast today, and they made a very good point. We're getting to the point of 1984.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah.
You know, how many days now have we gone in a news cycle that you haven't heard about some kind of breach?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, almost every day now in the past week, there's been some kind of breach of somebody, Under Armour, you know, every day there's somebody else getting hacked.
Right.
Now, it could be on purpose. I'm not going to say any Russian people might be doing that. But we now need digital laws.
Yeah.
That protect us as, you know, people now.
Right.
And what are my digital rights? What of my information can I omit from these companies, you know, using my data, selling my data without my knowledge or permission?
Right. And they've also made it impossible to be completely 100% off-grid.
Yeah.
At all. Mm-hmm. At all.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard a story. Of course, you know, it could be fake news for all I know. Heard a story of someone was arrested because they're not, you know, outside of their social security number, they don't have anything else. And
I know somebody that doesn't even have one of those.
Yeah, really?
And does not pay taxes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
a legalized citizen?
Are we a citizen? Legal U.S. citizen.
Wow.
This was back before, you know, now when you're born, you're almost automatically issued. Yeah. So this was way before that. Now, he's never paid taxes, but also he doesn't get any of the benefits. So when he goes to retire, there's no Medicare, no Medicaid, no Social Security benefits. So if he doesn't have a 401k,
right,
a serious 401k with some money for health benefits,
right,
he's out of luck.
Right. So how do you get that? How do you get a job without a Social Security number?
He's always been a freelanced artist.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Wow.
And he only takes cash.
Wow.
Yep.
Jeez. Well, he doesn't have a bank account then either.
I don't know if he does. Maybe in his wife's name.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is anybody I know?
No.
Okay.
No. It's my aunt's brother.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We're getting to that point where it feels very much like that. And we're also getting to a point where the generation that grew up with Walt Disney, we're losing them.
Yeah.
And then the next generation that grew up with the legacy of Walt and the Walt Disney that we all know and love is getting much older. And then we have the generation of the, you know, Beauty and the Beast, and, you know, Tarzan, Little Mermaid. That generation of children are now raising kids.
Yeah.
So we're getting further and further and further. My basic point to this is the tipping point of nostalgia is about to no longer be tipping. It's going to go back the other way. And then Disney just becomes another theme park, just like Universal or Six Flags or, you know, Knott's Berry Farms.
Right.
It's just a theme park.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing about all of the changes and the adjustments and the fee structure that does get me a little rattled. I mean, it bothers me. They're already charging a ridiculous amount of money for rooms. And you got a nickel and dime us for parking now?
Yeah.
You got a nickel and dime us for parking in the resorts or parking in the parking lots that haven't had a dime paid on them other than,
You know, too, I mean, if you look at now the Disneyland attraction portfolio and you look at the original attractions that are left in that park.
Right.
It's a dwindling number. And I just heard something else is going that was an original attraction. I can't remember what it was. Somebody just mentioned it to me this weekend. I can't remember what it was, but
was it the tunnel, the canal boat thingy?
No, that was the one that they said it's not the tunnel, but and I hope it's not because I really like that ride. It was something else, but the nostalgia is leaving,
right?
Walt Disney World probably still have a couple opening day things laying around, but there's not many there either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's this repeat and rinse cycle. Rip it out, put in something new and spectacular.
Right.
Rip it out, put in something new and spectacular.
Right.
You know. I mean, Tomorrowland is going to get a huge overhaul.
Right. We drove by there this weekend, and Sid was like, what is all that? I said, this is Tron.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is where the Tron coaster is going. She's like, that thing's going to be huge.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, of course it is. It's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's got to have a lot of space.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's that Pluto parking lot. I don't know what they're going to do with that. I don't know if it's going to stay or go. Or, I don't know. The coaster's going to take up a lot of space.
Well, the coaster's there. I mean, they've got the construction. Have you been by there?
Yeah.
So they got the construction barrier, like, right on the road.
Yeah, I know.
So. And all of that from the barrier all the way over to the other side of the grass area where it used to be the trail.
Right.
You know, that's gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be a nice big footprint, but I don't think it's going to take up across the street. It can't. It's got to stay within the four walls of the park.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I would hope so.
I mean, that'd be cool if it went.
I mean, it is. You know. From what we know, it is going to cross the railroad
tracks. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
it's gonna be interesting what they're gonna do with the train.
Mm.
How are they gonna?
Yeah,
is the train going to get a tunnel? Is the train going to get a tunnel now?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we get our own little dioramas.
Yeah. That's the Tron Tunnel.
The Tron Tunnel.
Doot, doot. Hey, speaking of Tron, did you see the Lego Tron cycles?
No, yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, there's two Lego Tron cycles.
That's cool.
You know, I was in the Lego store Sunday.
At Disney?
Yeah, Springs. And, oh my gosh. I can't. People walking out with, I mean, just buy it on Amazon. It's got to be cheaper, and then you get free shipping.
Right.
Why are you dragging that huge box around Disney Springs?
Well, they're right. I'm not hip, but I can venture a guess that there are some things that just aren't available online. That can only be available in the store.
Maybe.
If you're listening and you know, shoot us a message, because we're not the end-all, cure-all.
No.
But, I get it, man. And it's just that whole place is chaos to me.
It is.
It's just I can't even think in that place.
I know. And then to go near, like, that racing area.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Too many kids.
But we were in the...
Like the squishy map.
Yeah, yeah.
You walk out. Oh.
Hey, this is nice.
Yeah, can we put this all over?
You and I were both in the Star Wars store this weekend.
Mm.
And they had the Lego BB-8. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It was like 1,170 piece. To make a ball. Basically make a ball.
And it's not even a perfect ball because it's Legos. It's Legos. A square.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
That's some of the things. They had a whole wall of Star Wars Lego stuff. You know, all little, you know, small things that you could build. You know, the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, I want one of those. I don't have the patience to do it.
I know, $700 or
something? Oh, man, I would totally. Come on. That'd be great. There's a great YouTube video of a guy putting one of those together.
Oh, really?
And it's time lapse, and it's still a long video.
Yeah, I bet.
But I would love to do that. I would love to have them. You know, that was one of the coolest things about the Stranger Things, because they had a Millennium Falcon. Not the Lego, but the model.
Right.
Like the toy, and drops it right in the first scene and breaks it. And all the fanboys are like, tell me that wasn't real. Please tell me that wasn't real.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, anything else you want to add to the keyless entry thing or the added security?
No. We keep talking about it, you know. There should be like a section of the My Disney Experience just called My Disney Wallet.
Yeah.
And all your electronic, all your media and cards kept in that little thing. So, you know, the lady goes, oh, do you have Tables of Wonderland? You pull it up and she scans it and, you know.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Oh, you're a D23 member? Can I see your card?
Yeah. Yep, look, cool. Absolutely.
Digital. Oh, you're a DVC member? Can I see your card? Yep. Here it is.
Yep. That's what you need.
So, that's... Dear Disney... Do I have to start writing?
Dear Disney.
On the My Disney Experience app, can we get a My Disney wallet? I'd like to lighten up my wallet and make all these things digital.
I'd like to make the park experience more enjoyable for me.
I don't care about anybody else.
That's right.
But for me, I'd like to have it. Speaking of, I did have a writing campaign recently, I think I was telling you about my Mickey monitor not coming.
Yeah. It stopped coming again?
Yeah. Well, not again. They never really started.
Oh.
there were random few issues that were tossed in the mail to me. And listen, I said, I've lived here 8 years, and maybe I have a half a dozen.
Yeah.
You know, I understand it only comes 4 times a year, but 8 times 4 is more than a dozen.
I'm not a big math person.
Yeah.
But
I said, please don't tell me it's online, because I know where it is. I know that it's online, but I don't know when the new one comes, so I don't know when to go online. If you were to send me an email, hey, Mr. Casanova, Mickey Monitor's online this month.
Right.
Click here to go view your Mickey monitor. I would do that.
Right.
I like the printed one, but I would go do it online if I had to.
Right. Totally makes sense. Yeah, totally.
So until you do that, I'm expecting one every quarter as a pass on that. I've been paying. I'm a paying customer.
I was getting ready to say, you're missing a golden opportunity.
Yeah.
Dear Disney.
Yeah. If I don't know these things that are happening.
No. Dear Disney, at the moment that I miss a payment, I get a notification from you.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, you're not holding up your end of the bargain.
Yeah.
I don't go to the parks every day.
Yeah.
Therefore, I don't really feel like I'm overtaxing the system.
Yeah.
Is it too much to ask to send me a freaking Mickey monitor?
So I know what I could do this quarter to spend my money in your park.
I'd like to be excited about what's coming this season.
Yeah. So they did throw one in the mail to me.
Oh,
for this month. Yeah.
You just call them like every other month.
It must have been a reject copy because it repeated like four times.
Is it a special needs copy?
Maybe. It was like I looked at.
Oh my God. Wait, seriously?
Yeah. It has like the Toy Story. It's only like three pages and it repeats like three or four times.
That's what they sent you?
Yeah, like a reject copy, yeah.
I would get on the horn with whoever sent it to you and say, hey, who's your boss? Because I'd like to talk to them. This Disney experience.
I thought it was me. I thought, oh, they're using this Toy Story Land picture a couple times. I'm like, no, this is the same words that are on the previous page.
That's
tragic. Yeah, I'll have to show you. I have it downstairs.
That's tragic.
Yeah. So, and I said, listen, I appreciate and thank you for the copy that you sent me, but I'm hoping that I will get one next quarter.
I appreciate the one you sent. Could you please send one that actually is readable?
And has all the information in it? So I did have to go online to get some stuff that was not included in my version.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, anyway, guys, we appreciate your time. We thank you for being a Patreon. We look forward to helping make more magic for you guys. Remember, we're always here on the Monday nights that we record. We do a live show at 7 p.m. We want to appreciate you in every way that we can. Let us know if you've got any comments, any questions in the comment section below this video. You can always shoot us an email at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us all across our social platform, Disney Parks Podcast on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And Disney Podcaster on the Twitter. And you can always find us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. And we appreciate... Ooh, look at you looking good, all fancy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get rid of the one. There you go. And you have to get rid of the other one because it's still peeking through the back.
Yeah.
You're learning. And you can call us on our hotline at 407-413-9010. Other than that, my friends, anything else you want to throw in, Mr. Casanova?
No.
All right.
Thank you very much for listening.
And we'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.